Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. A Tuesday morning that feels a little bit different given the fact that a lot of people not at work today. It is a day to recognize, an important day to discuss the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation as designated by the federal government, which means some kids, lots, are not in school. Some are. I know that there are some people not at work today. Some are. It just depends on whether you're federally regulated, whether you're, if you are provincially or an independent business, do you recognize the national stat? So that differentiates the people that are going to be at work versus off work. But nonetheless, if you are at work and listening, we appreciate having you here. We've been able to tell some incredible stories this morning and continue to do so as well. I mentioned with the weather being as good as it is today, what a beautiful day in the province. In fact, hot. Anything that's happening outside, any of the organizers that planned different walks, in fact, there's a couple that are happening right now. As we speak, walks happening to recognize Truth and Reconciliation Day in the province, or Orange Shirt Day. What a great day for that. I couldn't help but think about that this morning when my friend Mark Loshak, who does the morning show on CKOM, was broadcasting live from Wanuskewin Heritage Park this morning, because that is a beautiful place. It's a sacred gathering place, if you haven't been there, for Northern Plains Indigenous peoples, particularly Plains Cree and other nations whose histories, whose resilience is at the heart of our province. And so today, if you think about Wanuskewin, it's not just a gathering place, but it's actually a center for education and understanding. It stands on the traditional lands of Dakota First Nations, lands adjacent to the South Saskatchewan River. And on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, we're joined by Doug Hindford, who is the co-executive director of Wanuskewin Heritage Park. And I find Doug at work today. Doug, thanks so much for being here.
Tansy, yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I gave a bit of a preamble as to Wanuskewin. My instant image is beauty when I think about Wanuskewin. It's such a beautiful part of the province. But can you talk about the importance of Wanuskewin Heritage Park, please?
Sure, you bet. So it's been a gathering place for 6,400 years. And I've started here as a chef, and I've worked, I managed a lot of the hospitality angles here, and the statement I always give my staff is, people have been gathering here for 6,400 years. Let's not mess it up on my shift. No pressure.
No pressure.
But yeah, it's such a historical place. It's such a special place. Everyone that comes here always walks away with that, I don't know what I'm feeling, but I'm feeling so connected right now, and it's really that connection to the land. You can't help but feel that energy that this place has been exuding since time immemorial, mm-hmm. basically.
What is it about that spot, Doug? Like you when you talk about that many years people have been gathering there, is it the location near the river? What is it about that spot in the province?
The landscape in 6,400 years is also changed a little bit. The river has been closer and further away and closer again. And so what it is, it's a, and for you out there who haven't been, there's like this, so you're flat on the prairies, and all of a sudden you walk into this amazing escarpment with the most grand view, I would say, in Saskatchewan. So there was that pull of the view. There is two bison jumps here. Mm-hmm. There's food, there's water, and, if you're going to set up your teepee for the winter and you want to get away from that cold prairie wind, no better place than down in this little valley. So, there's lots of things that made Wanuskewin what it is. Mm-hmm. And as you say, it's not just the Cree people who have been here. It's not just the Lakota. It's the Lakota, the Nakota, the Dakota, the Blackfoot, the Cree, the Dene, and then, of course, 6,400 years is a long time. So there's also the, what people that aren't here anymore.
I'm curious. Doug Hineford is my guest, the co-executive director of Wanuskewin Heritage Park. Today's an important day. We've been talking about this, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, throughout the show all day, and there's lots of different events in the province. We'll get to what's planned at Wanuskewin in just a second, but can you give me just your thoughts on the importance of this day? We know that these discussions, these teachings, these sharing of information and understanding and listening, that needs to happen year-round, but there has been a designated day for it. Can you give me your thoughts on the importance of that?
Yeah, you know, we have other days too, right? We have Remembrance Day, and that is important. And you can just so easily in life get caught up in your daily bills and your commitments, and you got to get the kids to soccer, and you know it's important to set one day aside for reflection and to acknowledge something. So that's, you know, yes, we should be practicing, you know, reconciliation and getting to the truth every day, but especially on this day is the time to just, you know, sit and listen. Sometimes there's a time for discussion. Other times there's just a time to listen to people as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, Doug, you yourself, you are a member of Papikasis Cree Nation, I know, near the Qu'Appelle Valley in Saskatchewan, which is very close to home for me. You also have had an incredible career. I read nothing but rave reviews about your work as a chef. You were an executive chef in lots of different places. So tell me a little bit about your journey and how it's led you to the job that you're in today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've been executive chef of two of Sega casinos, conference and event centers, large ones. Worked with the Soyuz Indian Band and Inkameek Wineries and Spirit Ridge Resort, and just developing indigenous cuisine throughout my career, trying to figure out, you know, what exactly it is. Then I've worked in hotels and casinos, so I had to have a really good understanding of the dollars and cents of the business of food as well as the art form. I went to Pacific Institute of Culinary Arts and got my diploma in the culinary arts, trained in French cooking. So I was at Wanuskewin around 2008 as the chef, and then I went on. I never did the hotel, so I went on and did a stint in hotels and uranium exploration camps and all kinds of different things. And then they were needing an indigenous culinary manager here at Wanuskewin. I thought, you know what? I think it's time. Like the bison, I too shall return to Wanuskewin. And I just again fell in love with the place. I'm kind of at that point in my life now. I'm in my late 50s. Mm-hmm. You know, do I need to be the top chef in Canada? No, not anymore. You know, there's just an energy here, and there's an importance to this place. And I really feel like most of my life has guided me to this point.
Right.
So, you know, so I understand how to manage people. I understand deadlines. I understand budgeting. I understand... all of these are the transferable skills that, you know, also, Evan, I can't lie, my feet are also sore and I'm tired of standing on tiles.
I was going to say standing in the kitchen, and yes, no doubt. Doug Hineford is my guest, the co-executive director of Wanuskewin Heritage Park. So let's talk a little bit about the park, because obviously there's events happening today.
Yeah, we have some great stuff going on. We have dance performances. Jordan is playing some fiddle. We have a really interesting group, Lori Shaw Grey Eyes. She's from Gen 7 Path, and they're based out of Calgary now, but she's from Muscadet. I've seen her at Nest Creek. She has a wonderful reconciliation presentation. She has two fantastic musicians with her, and they perform, and she does something that she's going to do today as well, is called a rope therapy. So we have this rope, and it extends, runs all through the audience, and she is sending those healing vibes down this rope to people that she identifies that that are ready to receive it. It's quite an amazing experience that she does. You want to make bannock down at our teepee village over the fire? We got that going on, too. You want some medicinal tea? We've got that happening as well. As Lorian, she is a artist from the PA area, and she's in doing some stuff. We have hide tanning, come learn how to do that. We just have a lot of learning, and we have a lot of our survivors here today, and we're honoring them as well.
Good stuff. And I know the website is a great place to visit to find out details if you want to know timing, the agenda, the events for the day. Wanuskewin.com is where you can go. Doug, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you carving. I know you're a busy guy today, so the fact we were able to secure you for 5-10 minutes is much appreciated.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Doug Hindford, who is a co-executive director of Wanuskewin Heritage Park. Got to give a shout out to our friend Alex Brown, too, who used to work for us here at Ralco. She was part of our CKOM newsroom, recently left us. We were sad to see her go, but she's the manager of marketing out at Wanuskewin, and she was instrumental in setting this relationship up so that we were able to have the conversation with Doug here today. So again, you want to check out something there if you're in the neighborhood or want to take a drive to Wanuskewin. It's the website wanuskewin.com. for the full schedule of events that's happening for the day today. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.